And joining us now is school board candidate Mario Pauly. And Mario, want to thank you for joining us. And I guess the first thing as we want to do is, could you just give our listeners and the residents here in Mercer County a little background on yourself?
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad to be here, John. Thanks for inviting me. My name is Mario Pauly. I'm a pretty well lifelong resident here of Aledo. I own my own construction company here in town, and, you know, we're pretty vested in the community and love our community. And so we have three little girls, our oldest is now in kindergarten, and then a four-year-old and a 18-month-old. So we're starting to see the effects of, you know, school and the happenings of school on our oldest. So that's kind of why I got involved, was because I just see some things that, you know, I don't necessarily agree with, or see opportunity for change, and wanted to be a part of that. So,
all right. Well, before we talk about that, let's also discuss what's going on. A lot of decisions have been made that have been taken care of before you'll be on the board. But what are your thoughts as far as the district's building situation, and is there anything there that you'd like to see down the road?
Right, yes. There's been a lot of decisions made on the buildings. I definitely want to get on the Buildings and Grounds Committee and be helping influence those decisions, doing research and studying to see what's best. I know I've talked to some, like Scott Petrie, and then some of the faculty staff that are in charge. And they have voiced concerns of the route we're going on the buildings. So just listening to them, kind of seeing what makes best sense, but also what financially makes sense, and just being able to make the best decisions for our students. I understand busing is an issue and stuff, but, you know, we have some great facilities in Joy. That gym is one of our nicest gyms in our district, so I don't feel like we should ever abandon that building just because the three-story part is not in the greatest condition. So I had talked with, like, Scott Petrie, and estimation of what that would cost to rebuild. We're looking at $6 million just for the gym. So there's a lot of issues that are going on. And I'm not going to say there's just one answer that fixes everything, but definitely listening to the voice of the people, of the faculty staff, of our superintendent, and then just taking all of that together and making the most educated decision, I guess, would be my approach.
All right. And then as far as curriculum is concerned, education of the students, what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, the curriculum for me is a big thing, too, with my kids coming up through. I know there's a lot of stuff getting pushed through our legislation at the state level. So just being able to stand up and make sure that we're doing common sense stuff and not pushing politics into our education side of things for me is huge. Regardless of which side you stand on, I think school is a place for our kids to go and to learn and not be swayed either way. So trying to make sure that we have a good learning environment and that our curriculum is coming down that is going to teach our students what they need to know and not influence them one way or the other politically, but to learn them so that they can grow up and become good young adults.
And you also may be put in a situation to make a decision on whether Mercer County should join the Three Rivers Conference. The invitation is out there. What are your thoughts on that?
Yep, I know there's a lot of discussion on that. There's a lot of people for it, a lot of people against it. There's some issues with it, transportation and stuff like that, how much time your kids are on the bus. But I would love to see the rivalry back. And we'd be playing Rockridge, Sherrard again, Monmouth, Roseville. So that would be kind of cool to see that stuff back. I would say as of right now, I'm leaning towards it. You know, just kind of have to sit down and run all those numbers and listen to the people, you know. If we have a majority of the people who are concerned about it, we're going to have to take those concerns and really evaluate it and go from there.
Now, you may have already touched on some of those things, but at the beginning of the interview, you said there were definitely some concerns you had and didn't like maybe the way things were headed. Could you elaborate more on that then at this time?
Yeah, no, there's just been some decisions made, and I think more than the decisions that have been made is the communication level that we're not getting. Or I know there's been a lot of parents and teachers and even myself a little bit frustrated because it seems like the decisions made are contrary to what the majority of the people are going to these meetings and speaking up and voicing, and then with no explanation, it's voted on the complete opposite way. So my intention would be, you know, to always have that conversation, always let people know why I voted the way I voted, and to never just be like, well, this is my position, I get to do whatever I want. That's not the case. I definitely would work for the people and just make sure that everything is thought through and then well explained.
All right. Well, listen, Mario, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to join us here on WRMJ, and thank you once again.
Yep. Thanks a lot, John.
That is Mario Pauly, once again, another candidate for the Mercer County School Board coming up here on April 4th, and we'll be back with more after this.